Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Did the Ukrainian government just come out and say they want to murder American citizens that they don't like? Why is our government funding this? In a chilling, shocking, almost hard to believe episode, we go through how the spokesperson for the Ukraine Defense Forces, who is trans, comes out and says that they will hunt down anyone who opposes the war in Russia, including yours truly. In this episode, you'll see how I proved the American government very well might be underwriting assassination threats against this podcast. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Support our program at charliekirk.com and click the membership button to become a member and to support us and keep these episodes going. If you want to listen to our episodes advertiser free, go to charliekirk.com and become a member. That is charliekirk.com and become a member. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There are some big stories to cover today. Let's start with this one. When you have relationships, whether they are marriages or friendships, you need them to be based on gratitude, respect, and reciprocity. Toxic relationships, on the other hand, are built on entitlement and threats. Well, international relations can be very similar to that. So you have to ask yourself, is our relationship with Ukraine built on mutual respect, or is it abusive? A few days ago, The Economist published an interview with Zelensky, where he said some very interesting things about what would happen if Europe stopped supporting his war. Specifically, he said that if they did, ordinary Ukrainians would start committing terrorism against them. Now, that sounds like a lie or an exaggeration, but it's not. Let's quote from the story directly. Quote, curtailing aid to Ukraine would only prolong the war, Mr. Zelensky argues, and it would create risks for the West in its own backyard. There's no way of predicting how millions of Ukrainian refugees in European countries would react to their country being abandoned. Ukrainians have generally behaved well and are very grateful to those who sheltered them. They will not forget that. But it would not be a good story for Europe if it were to drive those people into a corner. What? The fake Churchill foreigner in the t-shirt is telling us that Ukrainians might start bombing Paris or might start lighting the Louvre on fire if you don't give his backwards, upside-down money laundering operation more cash? Yes. So how are we supposed to interpret that? Zelensky is saying clearly, give us more money, keep funding the war so more people can die, or bad stuff is going to happen. You just might have to deal with terrorist attacks in Florence. Sorry, give us more money. This is how the mafia talks. Nice country you have there. Would be a shame if something happened to the David statue. Nice Colosseum there. Be a shame if it just blew up. Buckingham Palace. Beautiful. For now. Zelensky is literally holding Europe hostage, saying that it needs to pay up or face crime and terrorism in their own countries. Zelensky is not a leader. He is a gangster. We've said this for quite some time. We've asked the question and nobody can answer it. Why is our involvement in a family dispute over an arbitrarily created border in the vital national security interests of America? Why is it worth $200 billion? Why is it worth our precious military equipment? Why is it worth creating an unnecessary enemy that happens to have nuclear warheads and a fair amount of energy? Now, Ukraine is doing the same sort of gangster talk in public. We highlighted this on our Twitter account. Now, we've said for quite some time that the war between Russia and Ukraine in some ways is a proxy war. It's a proxy war between the gay, the great American empire, the globalist American empire, and Russia. Now, we're no fans of Russia here on this program. I'm no Putin apologist. Russia should not have invaded Ukraine. But I also don't think we should try to unnecessarily create Russia into an enemy. This is another no-win war where the insiders in D.C. get very rich. They get closer and closer towards a massive conflict. We are destabilizing the dollar because of it. But it's also a proxy war for us to say, you know, when you talk to the Democrats as to why they support this war, they say, well, Putin hates gay people. Putin hates trans people. Now, this was a story we actually didn't cover. Do you know who the spokesperson is for the Ukrainian military? The spokesperson, the official spokesperson for the Ukraine Territorial Defense Forces is an American who was born in North Florida, who is could be best described as some sort of trans mutant, who basically stares into the camera and threatens the death and the extermination of anyone who's in the war, outside the war, that might speak in harmony with Vladimir Putin's talking points. Now, this clip was forwarded to me yesterday. How this is not the number one news story on the planet is beyond me. This person is by the name of Saren Ashton Shirello, who is a man masquerading and camouflaging as a woman, speaking into the camera and saying that we are going to hunt down anyone who is a Putin puppet. In fact, you're going to see one of them. She's basically, so I've been wrongly called a Putin puppet. Is this trans monster saying that he's going to murder me? This is an escalation, and there's a very important part of this. This video is not directed at the Kremlin. This video is done in English because it's meant for us. This video was done in English in particular so that America took notice. And of course, they had to use the most freakish spokesperson because it would get our attention. You got to use the person that is a biological man masquerading as a woman. We're going to play this video a couple times. Listen carefully and closely. This is an American-born person who is underwritten by the U.S. Treasury, basically saying that we're going to go hunt American broadcasters and radio hosts like Tucker, Charlie Kirk, and Steve Bannon and murder them. That's what he's saying. Play cut 117.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
What? So you have the gangster Zelensky who deploys this mutant on social media to say that your favorite Putin puppet is going to be hunted down? And by the way, we're going to come to Washington, D.C. and go give us more money. Where's the American State Department that comes out and says, Yeah. No, a foreign government is not going to go hunt down American citizens. And by the way, none of us, Tucker, Bannon, or myself, are Putin puppets. We get called that, though, by the media because we dare ask the question, why are we funding the war in Ukraine? You're a Putin puppet. We're going to kill you. Oh, really? I'm glad we're funding this. So we give these monsters $200 billion so they could do broadcasts where they stare into the camera and say, we're going to hunt you down. And by the way, this is some sort of imminent threat. What is this person talking about? What is this person leading to that this Putin of is only the first. The Russian war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down. So if you speak in a way that they don't like, are Ukrainian mercenaries going to come to America and just start popping off people? That's what this person is saying. This video was made by an American-born person in English, directed towards the West, not the Kremlin, saying that if you engage in wrong speak, we're going to murder you. All funded with Pentagon dollars, so U.S. taxpayers. So I just had to pay my taxes. All of us do. So I just wrote a check to the Treasury so I could send it to the United States Treasury so they could send the money to Zelensky so that they could have these people in the Ukrainian government come say that we are going to then come and potentially kill you if you say things we don't like. That's what we are funding. The Ukrainian government is not this some sort of good versus evil thing. What if I told you they were gangsters on both sides? To paraphrase Trump. They were gangsters on both sides. I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers. You heard me talk about it before, but it's new and improved Good Ranchers. I had Good Ranchers for our Shabbat dinner last week, and it was amazing. Look, Good Ranchers, they have better beef than ever. Their ground beef is better than ever. I was like, wow, no antibiotics or hormones, sourced from small family farms, humanely handled and USDA certified, 100% cattle, Angus cattle, goodranchers.com. Look, I want to tell you, they're so delicious. It's all American meat, and I love it. It's new and improved. So check it out right now. 2 years of free high-quality ground beef and a locked-in price. No other meat company guarantees you 100% American meat and a locked-in price. That's because no one else is Good Ranchers. So check it out right now. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie for $25 off and for $480 of free ground beef in your first 2 years. That is GoodRanchers.com. Support America, support Good Ranchers, American Ranchers, and support this program, GoodRanchers.com. It's interesting, in the audience, several of you don't think that video was real. They said, there's no way that's real. No, this is what you're funding. We've been trying to warn you about funding this Ukrainian war effort, that you're not funding the best. This is not what the media has been telling you. It's not a joke. This is the official spokesperson. And again, the video was made in English because the video was not directed towards the Kremlin. It was directed towards us. Zelensky and his pack of mobsters, they are blaming Bannon, Tucker, Charlie Kirk Show, Jack Posobiec for asking questions and moving the American people away from just outright funding this entire thing. And they're very angry about it. And of course, the criticism is, well, Charlie, you're a Putin puppet. No, I'm an American patriot, actually. Couldn't care less about Putin. Couldn't care less about Zelensky. I care about America. So again, someone came up to me yesterday who was really pro-Ukraine at the pastor. Somebody's wearing a Ukrainian flag. I was like, take that off. It's ridiculous. Might as well have a gay pride flag. And he said, Charlie, what side are you on in the Russia-Ukrainian dispute? I said, I'm on America's side. It's like, why are you wearing a Ukrainian pin at an American pastor summit? Like, that's weird. Like, yeah, I get you should support refugees. I'm all on board for that. I'm on America's side. Can we all wear American, how about, let's all wear Border Patrol pins. Because what's happening on the southern border is no joke. That has my concern. I'm on America's side. And yeah, we're getting a lot of emails. Charlie, you know, please up your security and all that. Look, we get death threats every single day. In fact, someone who emails me a death threat almost every other day. Just back up again today. Charlie, I hope the Ukrainian people blow your head off. Great, thanks. Appreciate it. So we spend a ton of money on security. We have to. It's the way it is. But I'm going to play this piece of tape again. It's not a joke. It's not Monty Python. It's not SNL. This is a trans person who's an American born in English. Again, this is an official broadcast of the Ukrainian military in English. That does not happen unless they're trying to get the West's attention. And this person is obviously mentally deranged, but trans, so that's what you get. People who are trans have deep-seated mental problems. That's the way it is. And yet we put a deep-seated mental problem person in charge of the Ukrainian Defense Forces, underwritten by the U.S. Treasury, to then go threaten American broadcasters, American speech. Listen carefully to this. Now with this lead up again. And again, the timing is not by mistake. Zelensky is coming to Congress to try to get more money. Okay? The gangster is coming back to extort more American politicians to try to get us further into a no-win war, a no-win quagmire. Zelensky saw what we did at the Turning Point Action Conference. You better believe it. At the Turning Point Action Conference, we polled all of our attendees, thousands and thousands of attendees. 95% said no more money to Ukraine. You better believe that somebody printed this out and they looked at it and they said, oh, this is not good. So then they deploy the person that they know would get our attention. Because if they just deployed some random, you know, overweight Ukrainian mobster, they used the trans person because they knew that that would just have an internet virality wrinkle to it. And the intensity and the venom and the nastiness that this person speaks with, you just can't stop looking at it. It is worthy of repeating, and I'll play another clip from it in a second. So let's just repeat. This is in English for a reason, directed at Westerners, of an American-born person who is now the head of the Ukrainian Defense Force spokesperson, saying that we are going to hunt down, murder anyone who is a Russian propagandist. And in fact, they say that there is a hit, an assassination, one could interpret. I'm not saying that's the case, but there might be an assassination that is imminent against your favorite Kremlin propagandist. Are they going to go murder or try to murder Steve Bannon or Tucker Carlson or myself or any one of these people in the next week? You could imply that. Again, none of us are Putin puppets or Russian propagandists, but the New York Times calls us that. Twitter calls us that. So they put on this false label. Trump, they call that. And then the person who is funded by the U.S. Treasury says, we're going to come murder you. Not an exaggeration. Listen carefully. Play cut 117.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
Okay, we demand lawmakers get it. What the heck does that mean? We will hunt them down. Does that mean you're going to go send a bunch of Ukrainian secret agents to Denver, Colorado and start murdering podcast hosts? What does that mean?
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around.
You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's improved your overall day-to-day how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature, because it's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life, and I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better, got more energy, and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
It's funny, last night I got a text from a U.S. senator saying, Charlie, you better have full-time security. And this is a guy on some very high-level intel committees. So makes you think. Okay, more about this person. Let's play another piece of tape. This is who our taxpayer dollars are funding this. So your Republicans that are all in for the Ukrainian war, this is who you are funding. Play cut 121 of the mutant threatening Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin, you are already in hell. We are counting your days down now. Your fascism, your totalitarianism will not get a monument, Vladimir Putin. Slava Ukraini.
Slava Ukraina. This is a complete joke. What was that? Answer, the spokesperson for the Ukrainian military. The spokesperson for the Ukrainian war effort is basically Dylan Mulvaney. And Zelensky goes, we should hire the Dylan Mulvaney type. Totally deranged, should be in a mental asylum institution or get some sort of counseling. That person needs help. So when we fund Ukraine, your Republican Party is funding that. And then funding a war against Americans. So the gangster, Zelensky, is going to waltz in wearing his t-shirt. And he's going to say, we need more money. More money. We need more money. I'm Churchill. And if not, I blow up the Louvre. And then you're going to see the turtle who can, you know, barely do a press conference anymore.
We need to give him more money. It's the most important thing happening in America.
And Lady Graham is just going to, like, undress in front of him or whatever. It's like, whatever you need, I'll give to you. Are the intellectuals that have been speaking out about this war going to get hunted down by the Ukrainian government? Is this a declaration of war against wrongthink? This is just an interesting question. Is this the Ukrainian government? Again, this is not just some sort of random Ukrainian citizen. It's not just some random activist. This is the spokesperson for the entire Ukrainian Defense Force, underwritten by the U.S. Treasury, underwritten by Western governments. Oh, it's spokesmutant, not spokesperson. Thank you. So this is John Mersheimer, one of the top geopolitical scholars. Does this guy now need full-time security? Are they going to go hunt this person down in the middle of the night? Play cut 122.
But I actually think that what's going on here is that the West is leading Ukraine down the primrose path. And the end result is that Ukraine is going to get wrecked. What we're doing is encouraging the Ukrainians to play tough with the Russians. We're encouraging the Ukrainians to think that they will ultimately become part of the West, because we will ultimately defeat Putin and we will ultimately get our way. And of course, the Ukrainians are playing along with this. And the Ukrainians are almost completely unwilling to compromise with the Russians and instead want to pursue a hardline policy. Well, as I said to you before, if they do that, the end result is that their country is going to be wrecked.
So why are we involved in this war exactly? What does success look like? By the way, this was 7 years before we started the war. The U.S. intel agencies, the United States government, has been begging for a Ukrainian conflict with Russia. You have Victoria Nuland. You have the Snow Woman. Klobuchar, you got Graham, you got them all across the board. McCain, which, by the way, did we talk about the very strange Joe Biden interaction with John McCain's monument? It's like very weird. Biden goes down and starts like French kissing a John McCain Vietnam memorial when he was in Vietnam. Like, okay, it's one thing to like bow your head or whatever. He goes down and like goes full tongue on this thing. It's like weird. And he barely makes it back to Alaska for 9/11, but he's too busy like slobbering over a McCain memorial. It's very, very strange. We can get a tape on that. And here's a time for a little tough truth, everybody. Little hard reality. It's the Republican Party that is cheerleading this thing on. Yeah, Joe Biden, all that. Do you know that it's Mitt Romney's criticism of Joe Biden that Joe Biden hasn't moved fast enough in the war in Ukraine? Do you know that the Republican Party is criticizing that Joe Biden is not sending enough weapons to Ukraine? If the Republican Party listened to their voters and were united against the war, this thing would be dead on arrival. And you would think that maybe, potentially, conceivably, this video would make some senator or congressman press pause and say, huh, that sounds like an intel operation for widespread assassinations against podcast hosts and social media influencers that we don't like. We're going to just play the B-roll here. And then Joe Biden goes and this is just the B-roll. You just play it 123. I'll just keep talking. So Joe Biden goes to Vietnam, barely makes it back in time for 9/11. And he just goes down and starts slobbering over the McCain Memorial. Very weird. Very strange. That right there is the best example of the uniparty. One, it's just warmonger kissing warmonger. And McCain and his disciple, Lady Graham, McCain and his friend, Joe Biden. What's happening in Ukraine and Russia, they've been wanting to happen for quite some time. Remember, Lady Graham says, we're going to play offense. I think we have that clip. We play it all the time. We should play it again. It's going to be a year of offense. I will say this again. If the Russian government brought a bunch of their senators and their weapons to Mexico City, and all of a sudden we were worried about that, that would be the great, that would be the proper response. So it's a big week next week, and we're supposed to just applaud Zelensky coming to America. We're supposed to act as if this is the arrival of Churchill. Is Zelensky going to get any critical questions from U.S. senators? As saying, hey, how's the war going? How is that counteroffensive? How are you going to keep on staffing your troops? Why is this in our interest? We're losing the global dollar reserve currency status because of our involvement. Hey, Zelensky, quick question. Why is your mutant saying you're going to go murder American citizens in English? Why is that happening? Is Zelensky going to get any questions next week? We are funding this whole thing. This is not just some sort of like feel good visit. It's not like the Pope is coming and you put some sort of, you know, joint session of Congress and, oh, yep, great. Thank you very much. No, no, no. Zelensky's got to answer some questions next week. Somebody, anybody in the Republican caucus should say, hold on a second, time out. You don't have to do it publicly. Do it privately. And ask the question. And if Zelensky doesn't have the answer, maybe the mutant is traveling with them, but maybe you could say, hey, I'm not going to vote for anything before you have this. And by the way, if Zelensky does another one of these joint sessions of Congress where they applaud every 9 seconds, I'm going to lose my mind. Yay! Yay! The cheering of the war, the cheering of the continuation of conflict, while our own country is invaded, while our own country is overrun by foreigners and illegals, we have to be lectured that the worst thing ever is the fact that the Russian government invaded Ukraine. It is indefensible that Russia invaded Ukraine. We've said that for a while. We don't defend that. Simultaneously, why are we supporting the continuation of the war? What if Eastern Ukraine wants to be part of Russia? Is anybody talking about peace? Here is the takeaway. Peace is not profitable for the regime. Peace threatens their takeaways. Peace is an existential threat to the insiders. And what they're trying to do is intimidate all of us. They're trying to get us to stop speaking up. Ahead of Zelensky's arrival, they deployed that thing to shut us up, to be worried that I could be walking the street and all of a sudden I could just get knocked off. That's what that is all about. And by the way, they say it's imminent. They say it's next week. And we're just supposed to put up with that? Here's a deeper question. Did the CIA write that speech? Did our intel agencies write that speech? Did our intel agencies feed that speech to the American-born Ukrainian Defense Force spokesperson in English? Was that the American government speaking to Americans via the Ukrainian Defense Force? That wouldn't be the first time that the American government outsourced unconstitutional measures. They do that with censorship via DHS, just fund outside groups. They do that with the FBI, just fund outside groups. Did the American government want to threaten domestic political chatter about the war in Ukraine and they can't do that? So then they write the script, feed it to the American English spokesperson in Ukraine to then parrot it back to us to make it seem as if it's a foreigner saying and the American government has no fingerprints on it? A shot across the bow, a little bit of a warning shot, a little bit of chin music to make conservative commentators shut up while the pimp comes to D.C. for more cash. I think it's important to remember that our leaders were almost asking for this conflict. As Joe Biden French kisses John McCain's memorial, let's remember it was John McCain that basically was inviting this war. As they saw the no-win war in Afghanistan lose favor with the American people, the intel agencies were just licking their chops, waiting, demanding something with Russia. They hate Russia for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons they hate Russia is that Russia is not completely and totally on board with the World Economic Forum trans agenda. I'm no fan of Russia. Russia's not a free society. They're not a constitutional republic. I don't applaud Russia, but they hate Russia for irrational reasons. And they always need an enemy because if they're not constantly at war, they're worried the American people might actually hold them accountable. War is a phenomenal distraction against illegitimate leaders. Orwell wrote about this. Constant, perpetual war distracts the citizenry from holding their leaders accountable. They need war. That's why my entire adult life, absent Donald Trump being president, we have been at war. Play cut 125 of John McCain.
I am convinced you will win, and we will do everything we can to provide you with what you need to win.
That's John McCain speaking to the Ukrainian Defense Forces years ago, obviously. But this is the one. This is Lady Graham revving them up, increasing the temperature. They film this, and the Kremlin sees this, and they say, boy, sounds like America wants war against Russia. And make no mistake, we are at war against Russia, just by other means. It might not be our troops dying on the front lines. We're funding, we're training, we're overseeing, we're underwriting the whole thing. Play cut 126.
Your fight is our fight. 2017 will be the year of offense. All of us will go back to Washington and we will push the case against Russia. Enough of a Russian aggression. It is time for them to pay a heavier price.
Time for them to pay a heavier price. Meanwhile, we're losing the dollar as the world reserves currency status. Mike Pence parrots the regime. And then I'm going to contrast that with Donald Trump. Play cut 128.
Well, and frankly, when Vladimir Putin rolled into Ukraine, the former president called him a genius. Oh. I know the difference between a genius and a war criminal. And I know who needs to win in the war in Ukraine. And it's the people fighting for their freedom and fighting to restore their national sovereignty in Ukraine. And America, it's not our war, but freedom is our fight. And we need to give the people of Ukraine the ability to fight and defend their freedom.
That is just such shallow political popcorn thrown to the masses. Zero depth to that statement. He thinks that he could just immediately throw a platitude. It's empty calories. And he's just kind of first of all, the fake preacher thing, like, enough, Mike Pence. We got it. You don't have to roll every consonant into the other. And our fight is the other fight. And it's like, enough, okay? Speak like a real person. No one talks like that. It's like this synthetic stoicism. It drives me nuts. The second thing is, you notice, well, it's not our fight. It's not our fight, Mike Pence. Why are we sending $200 billion and we're putting up with the Ukrainian government threatening assassination attempts against American citizens? What's that all about? Well, freedom is our fight? Okay, freedom is our fight. If freedom is our fight, maybe we should ask for freedom against the Department of Justice that is waging war on half the country. How about freedom from an invasion on our border? Contrast that with Donald Trump's answer. Play cut 129.
Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying. And I'll have that done. I'll have that done in 24 hours. I'll have it done. You need the power of the presidency to do it.
But you won't say that you want Ukraine to win.
You know what I'll say? I'll say this. I want Europe to put up more money because they're in for $20 billion. We're in for $170
billion. And
they should be.
And
they should equalize.
Dylan Mulvaney there in the white pantsuit, just relentlessly trying to get Trump to answer. But that doesn't mean we don't want to win the war. We want America to win the war. I know it's like foreign concept to CNN, foreign concept to the regime. We want America to win. And America is losing right now. We're getting poorer. We're losing our global reserve currency status. We're being overrun by illegals. We're getting closer and closer to a nuclear conflict. I want America to win for once. America. A ceasefire would make America a stronger country. But the regime doesn't care about that because they need an enemy. Remember, an illegitimate regime needs to be perpetually at war because that keeps them from having to be questioned by the citizens. Distraction, distraction, war abroad while they're plundering you domestically. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.